dus. The period of the 49 days. 50 days. So between the Yom Tov, it's like a Chol HaMoed. Brutal same, brutal Acharayim. At one unit of time, just like the Yom Tov, the unit of Yom Tov, so there's a unit of time. But the Mitzvah Divrei Ramban is Poshut, we can understand that not Stam Bocha Dikid days. But just like Chol HaMoed is not Poshut, it's not Yom Tov Dikid days, also the days of these days. They're not Poshut Bocha Dikid days. The Yomim, which are characterized by Kushal's name, Kushal Acharayim. His name, Pesach Acharayim Shavuos, it's Matan Harisenu. Even if that's the only reason, even if it wouldn't be days of Achonda, we had days of Achonda from Matan Torah, because that reason alone is enough to motivate everybody to try to be in it. The mice of the day, the Zman is Gromer, to be on the highest, everything, to be on high Madriga, on high level, everything, Hakko Bako Miklo, especially the davening and the learning. Man Gam, that the Mei Achonef, before Chazal, and Yishan, it's Mei Achonef, Matan Torah. And unless some of the things, I missed it, so it's true, we're holding right smack in the midpoint of Sefer Yomim today. This is right in the middle of Sefer Yomim, more than half a Sefer Yomim ahead of us still. Exactly half a Sefer Yomim ahead of us. It's not too late to have a mind, even for the latecomers. It's never too late. And you have a mind and pick up the learning. Liga Achone, what's Liga Achone? Liga Achone is twofold. Liga Achone for anything, especially for Matan Torah, is twofold. One is first and foremost learning. Learning is the Achone of everything. Chonav davening is the chonav kiyum mitzvahs, like we were talking about in the past, and suddenly learning is the chonav for matan Torah, for avodas haTorah. Secondly, learning is the first of the mem chasdvarim, Torah nigness of memish, bomish man is the first of them is Talmud. So that's the first mission what I'm telling you, that the Talmud not only is a chonav, learning is a chonav, is a kinyan. It's the first kinyan. It's the first kinyan, and that's the ultimate. It's not chilasa b'sefer, sefer chilasa. You get to the end. You come back to learning, and the learning is you acquire the Talmud by Talmud. There, 47, you acquire the Talmud too. So it's minei obey. It's achona and tachlis all packed into one. Plus the other, the dachay kinyonim, and that's the ikar avodah of these days. Halvai, there is an oven. Second of all, the main achona is bachos machrim to be zeichet to anything. People have a mistaken notion that, especially when people think that it is better to be a gibor, so-called, and do it on your own. Not to get help, not to ask for help, not to look for help, not to be helped. Do it on your own. But it's not like that. First of all, on your own, we have a chazal to us. Second of all, the way to atzlocha is, the guaranteed way that's local is like they a lot of tefillah. Of course, it's machrim, and especially these days, which are mesugul for achona, it's also mesugul for machrim for tzloch and learning and kavod in Yerushalayim. Okay, so really, we should say this every day a little bit, remind ourselves every day. These minyanim, you know, we have a Shabbos. Okay, this is a topic we spoke about once or twice. It's Yonad Yoyva, since we're holding between Pesach in the middle of a Chol HaMoed of sorts between two of the Shalosh Golem. So a little bit about Rias Panim Bazar, Machak Zam to Yevin, the Shigon of Chaim, and we'll tie it into, I forgot to bring the Tatar's Kind in the beginning of today's Pasha. We'll try to explain it to the Bezer Hashem. Okay. The Rambam says that the Shalosh Mitzvahs Savu Yisrael. The Gemara says no. B'chol v'egel m'sholosh v'golam. Shalosh mitzvah nitzav v'yisrael b'chol v'egel m'sholosh v'golam. Reading in Perek Aleph v'chol chagigah. V'eilu hen v'yiyo sh'nem yehuwa kol z'chucho v'chagigah. Sh'nem tochag l'sham g'echo. Means bring to bring a kol v'chagigah. V'asimcho sh'nem v'samachta b'chol g'echo. V'yiyo, amur v'tayo, what does it mean? Sh'neyue ponov, or sh'niwe ponov, v'azorah, ביום דבר ראשון של חג ויובי אימא יקור בן אוילו סלם דפיינס המצווה as having two חלוקות, two dimensions to it, to show on space, literally to have a presence in the Azor, to come into the Azor, says יום דבר ראשון, and to bring a korban. Somebody comes that didn't bring a korban oilo. Not only was the oiva loisase, the loisase shnema loiva fonai veikom. But he goes the other way. Ladayish loyoso mitzvase. Not only was namikam mitzvase of riya, which is justified as being what namikam is over the korban. There's loyadayish loyoso asay. Elo, not only that, oiva loisase shnema loiva fonai veikom. It's oiva lav. So coming to the zohar is nothing. Coming to the Zohar on Yom Tov without a korban is an aveir, and it wasn't kind of a mitzvah. Ve'ein le'leike alav zesh ve'ele osa ma'isa. So the two questions here which are interrelated. And this is in the minyan on mitzvah sakit. The Ram has le'evois p'nei Hashem shelo ye'evo ve'ekom. First Ali is why is it Lav Shem B'Maisa? In the Lake, Lav Zeh Shavei Lo Yosa Maisa. What could one think the Maisa is? Coming in, do the Maisa, coming in, walking in, walking into the Mikdash. Lav says it's not.
That would be a laugh.
Sorry?
To walk in would be a laugh.
Yeah, well, we'll soon define the two or three children here. The other shaila is, and this is the three evidence I saw in the Rambam. The shaila is, why does the Rambam say that somebody comes to the Azor Yom Tov Rishon and didn't bring a korban? Save a lab and I'm kind of say, what's the connection? He should be kind of say, if we haven't heard, he's been kind of say, but save a lab. For walking in, coming in, be mekayim, be rokos sechucho, gam mitzvah. That's something else. Another cheshbon. It wasn't. He didn't bring a korban. Today we lab of reikom. Obviously, these two questions, initials, are very much interrelated. So let's see. Let's understand. There is a shikul in. The shikul I heard. I used to say over Barpeh before the. The Gilda Gachos are printed. So my grandfather say over but Baruch the Shikul from Reb Chaim. And from this based on the Shikul here. The next printer in Gilda Gach. The first shaila is like this. Let's understand what's the lav of coming into the Mikdash of Yeruch Hohen Reikom. What is the lav? She Yeshu Maisa, Lav Shema Maisa. Lav Shema Maisa, Ein Boi Maisa. So the Yeshu, the Hainu, Yeshu Lachkot. Yes, Lachko, what's the love of Leirov Hanarekim? Explaining a few of them. One is that it could be that the issue is, one might have thought that the issue is walking in. Walking in the Mikdash. The veil is common for coming in. So, and I say, walking in, I mean, Akumva say, a maise, Akumva say, brings them to the veil of the lab. So, if we would, then one such a mahalach. That's an assumption that the walking in. So then the should be allowed to change by myself. Walking, blood himself into the zohar, bring himself into the zohar. The Meisah said that it's a love of Ram Shida, it's a love of Shema Meisah. There's a love of Shema Meisah, a dying, you can explain it one or two ways. One or two ways. One is that totally, completely passive. That the coming in has nothing to do with the Aveira, and it's not being Machiv Kovin Noilo. Not being Machiv Kovin Noilo, let's give the example. Let's say the Torah says, don't come into the Mikdash without chavis, but without a watch. Without a watch. So somebody's in the Mikdash without a watch, and that's our very... They're not having something. The presence in the Mikdash, they're not having the Kovin. Not being mad at the Kovin. That's Shevel Taisa. He's over totally passively. Like, it's like the classical Shevel Taisa we have, like, we see we're not biker. You don't make it, he does nothing, doesn't have to do anything. And the clock is ticking, comes the morning, and he's left with a sour costume. He's over lovely, he'll see him out of the it's a classical case of love, shame, and mercy. So, too, he's in the Mikdash. How much time does he have? When is he have very salav? When is he have very salav if he's there? What's his name? What? When's the very salav?
What does he tell you?
Well, when the two ones have to do something about it. Just have to run to the what?
Before
he leaves. After. So it's true. It's true that it's not the walking in, but you should know. You should know that it's not the end of the first day either.
And he's over the whole time.
What?
You're suggesting he's over that
here the whole time? No, not that one. No. It's like Noisa. The Aver is only the end of the... Pashtus. You would say that we know that it's Tashlum and Shiva. All Yom Tov, the year has Tashlum and Shiva, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. It's Tashlum and Shiva, called Shiva. Somebody comes into the Mikdash first day Pesach, put in on Shavuos, and put in on Sukkot, he has seven, Sukkot, he has another day. It's a shulman called Shiva to bring the korban. That's one aspect of the shulman. It could be tashlum. It's the shulman also for coming to being kind of mitzvah too. But in this case, this out. But we're talking about he came into the mitzvah on the vision. He has 7 days, and then another 6 days to be in korban. So it's not good too. So if the clock starts ticking, but the critical point, which corresponds in our marshal of Noisar, with our Moshachar, the point was parallel to our Moshachar. By nice, that will be the end of the seventh day. Shkia of the seventh day.
Yeah,
that's one way of understanding.
Is this
No. If he's there, Bechal not. If he's there, it's a long night. Again, like a long night. And just like nice, I'll see him out of break here. The end of the night is when the Averis Alav happens. So it's a long period of time from now until Shkia on the seventh day of Pesach. Shkia on the sixth day. On Yud Bei Sivan.
So that is
when the Averis Alav will take place. And he's B'Shev Al Taisa. We'll take another example. Like somebody, okay, there's another example. Yeah.
Why is the fact that it's Tashlumin, why can't we just say that it's also, that it is a
Lakshmi Tashlumin? No, that's what Nita Glossay. What you could call it is, according to the first Pashto Pshat, that's his man that wanted to be, not to be Reikom, and if he's Reikom, that whole time until Shkia of the seventh day, he's Reikom. He was here without having bought. It's not Nitzal Kosei. Because Poshut, somebody came in, Nitzal Kosei, somebody steals and then is Mikhaim Beheshiv. So, Poshut is that it doesn't wipe out the law from the books. It's a Tikus, and Nitzal Kosei. It helps him, it's Din Shmaid in the Odom. But what he did, it's not a tzaddik. The lotion of the Balamon notwithstanding them. He says, I will be kind. It never happened. But here, somebody comes in, and being to come here, saying, hey, Allah never happened. Oh, that's possible. Yeah, what do you say? Okay. There's another way of looking at it. Let's move on. There's another side of looking at it. Again, this is the first side is that the walking is the Averi. But then there should be a Lav Sheshem Maisa. So we're trying to understand in the context of the Mamshik Zav Shem and Maisa, there's still two ways of understanding. One is what we just said. The other way, which Reb Chaim suggests, is that Be'emes, it's the Avera constitutes the Re'iyah. Here, listen to this time. The Avera is constituted, but the Re'iyah means the coming in. Making oneself, presenting oneself, like you say, presenting oneself in the Mikdash, coming to the Mikdash. That's the Maisa Avera. I am Kena Dov, why is Zav Shem and Maisa? Why is Zav Shem and Maisa? The answer is, and here we come to more Eidl and Havona in the 7 days. The answer is, since it's not Mukhlot, it's not absolute, that the Avera happened yet, the Avera, not the Havona Deklase, it's not absolute that the Avera happened yet, because it's Tashlum in Kol Shivo. So when does the Avera become the Avera? When does the Avera become the Avera? When the Yimei Tashlum in pass, that's enough to make it Lav Shem B'Maisa. Lav Shem B'Maisa. Now, with the two components that being over the Aveir. One is the walking in, that's a chelik. Second, but that's not enough. You have to come on to another component. It's finished, the Aveir is not finished, or it's not recorded, it wasn't over the Aveir, until the Yimei Tashlum in pass. Since that's already passive, that's not to make Shavuot Taisa. That, okay, that's a little shver. The Rechaim himself says, L'chor yesh lo glod, so he, and yesh lion. That's all here. Is that enough to make something, by definition, a Lav Shem B'Maisa? Because Saif Kosaif, according to this second approach we're putting on the table, they made the Shulman, is not really comparable to Amr Shacha. The very took place, if, let's say, Moshe, let's say somebody came in, beyond the Rishon, didn't bring a Kovel. According to this Mahalach, when the days passed and he said they didn't bring a Kovel, when do we say he was over the Kovel? Once he's over the Lav, the last moment he's here. He's over the Lav, retroactively, he's over the Lav, and this Baron, the glory of Milsa, was over the Lav when he walked in. So Yesh Lodun, if that will make it, if that's what we can say, that's a Lav Shem B'Maisa or not. Yesh Lodun. Now we move on to the second shayla. So that we put on the table two ways. One is two ways of understanding why Lav Shem B'Maisa. Now we come to the second shayla. Somebody comes in, the Rambam says somebody came in to Azor, lo hevi kovan, he's not been time to say. In addition to being able to love, I'm kind of say. The Mamas, he should have said home. He should have said home. Like he's only battling to say. He came in, he's now I'm kind of saying, no, you've got love. So he even says no. He should be kind of saying no. So what's the plot here? What's the plan of the Rambam? So Muchruch, if the Reikom, being the Reikom, it takes away the Asaykim Asay from him, so it's Muchruch. There's two ways of saying it. The Poshut Tzat is that the two things you have to do with the Mekayim the Mitzvah. One is the Shor itself. And the second thing, and have been called. And two chalakim in the mitzvah. So it's like shnei minim, avir minim shel lulav. If you did one or the other, so you did half a mitzvah. That's one way of understanding it. Then that's go poshut. Then that poshut. I mean, if it's Rambam Sunak, that's poshut. Why somebody came? So, gosh, he came to the Zohar. That's it. He came to the Zohar. That's the first half. He didn't do the second half. Second half is being told.
The Lav is Mandala. I'm going to say that it's a chiluk of
it. When Mandala means from Yevoh, you wouldn't have been called Mechal.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So, Vice toys. That's what Chaim doesn't say. Yeah, that's a good point. Can leave it. It's very good. If he was saying like that, so then like it's very possible. It's not like Shnei Minim Shev, like Abba Tzitzis, or like Abba Mishav Wolf. He did one with the other. But what Reb Chaim says, it's more complicated. Malach is like this, and Kandibi, it could be that this is what motivated him. That's why he didn't say it like that. And Chaim said that Be'emes Asay, we don't want to say that Asay. Again, if you look at Yishayim, Esam Yishayim, Mitznam is Mashma. That Asay has these two, consists of these two halakim. of the Riyah with the Kovan. But he didn't want to say it. The Hezri says the Rambam is like this, that to ask the Turiyavim's Kasha, why can't we say he came in, he was coming to Mitzvah? Then at the end of the day, he was able to laugh, he didn't even call him. Why can we say that? He says, it must be that we have to assume the second Malach we said in the Aveira. That the coming in, that the Aveira, like all Fana Reiko, consists of the coming in. The presenting oneself in the Azorah, that is part of the Maisa Aveira. Im Kein Adova, that the coming, not the being, not the Shki of the seventh day, is when the Chalois Aveira is in Gansan happening. But no, the presenting oneself, the Re'io, is part of the Aveira. The Re'io Reikon is part of the Aveira. Im Kein Adova, and Maisa can't be the same time as Re'io Mitzvah. That's something probably doesn't bring a right to that, because they'll need a right. They'll need a right. If this is not verse, it can't be a mitzvah. It can't be this very same thing, can't be mitzvah. So even the way to do it. So there's a way to do it. Torah says, do it this way, don't do it that way. So if you do it this way, you have a mitzvah. If you do it the other way, it's not verse. So you can't say, I have a mitzvah and a verse. It's possible. Maybe I'm just oversimplifying it. But the coming in is part of the verse as a prime. So maybe that being that if part of the veil, whole part is part, not it's not finished, not found to get, but it's a step along the way. It's a part of the ma'aseh veil, part of the ma'aseh of doing the veil. So maybe that's mefkiya from being a mitzvah. So even this bar that taki, he was over there by coming in, so he can't say I will be chayv to be a mitzvah. Not because it's above a veil. Not because that you don't need that bechlar. Bechlar, you don't need that. Not a doom is above a veil. That's another knockle. I won't even tell you one. But everybody understands why. Not a doom. Not a doom is above a veil. Why isn't it? We don't have to come out of a veil. Why isn't it? No shachas is above a veil. We will find a mitzvah above a veil.
Do my sever now, which leads you to eventually be able to
be Mekayim. Like what? What's the name? Give me an example. Yeah, there's the two don't go inside in time. But the very is that which allowing me, well, that's allowed we got getting into the without defining more precisely into the very. He was talking about the very mice itself consists of could be a mitzvah and or could be a very, so it can be both. Okay. The shaila is though we have the shaila is like this. How do we define? No, so the very the kind of mitzvah is. Now says like this. Now says now Chaim comes with kinesh. But the kinesh is the kinesh alone does, but it's poshim mucha. It's very nice there. We asked the shaila before like this. We asked the shaila the chayyot asochian. If this forces us to adopt the second halacha we just said before, why is love? Why it's a love shame by mice? Again, let's just remind ourselves. The first halacha love shame by mice is. It's totally the entire veira is packed into the last minute of the seventh day. But we're abandoning that. If the veira is packed into the last minute of the seventh day, so then the mitzvah of the riyah spanim shayta should be a mitzvah. So we're saying no. The riyah, the veira is the coming in, presenting oneself. That goof is part of the veira. That goof is part of the veira. So now with the first shayla, the first sheet of the Rambam now needs a hezbon. So he and Hadrina with the very first sheet, the same cane, this should be malchus because he's being over the veira by doing a ma'aseh. Right, we're losing the glatt hezber, the simple hezber, and why is love shame on myself? Now we have to tell this. Now we have to say we have to come back and reconsider and re-examine the second halach we said which we left with tochim. What's the second halach? That really the mitzvah is the averias are coming in. Averias are coming in. Since it's a possibility of fixing it up, not nitak lasay, of being misakin it, both of that it wasn't a very b'chlal, and so it's mitzvah tolev koyi. And it's only when he's passive for the next 6 days and he doesn't become a Riyah that the Aveira becomes an Aveira. So we say that makes it into Lav Shem. That for that reason Lav Shem Maisa. But the Shveh a little bit. Navon, the logic was all Shveh because when the 7 days pass and he remained a Reikon, remained the Royal Fun of Reikon, so we say when did the Aveira happen? The Aveira happened when he walked in. That was the Aveira. That was a Chel is Maisa Aveira. Good Chel is Maisa Aveira. So that should turn into a. That should turn into a. That should, it should be then, just like if Nizbali was over alive, which we should say, we are saying in fact, if Nizbali was over alive, by doing a ma'aseh, say, you get Malkus. We should wait 7 days, we have to wait anyway. And we say, you got to get Malkus. Ask about something, Yashayla. Forget about something. Like, why don't you be Lav Shayla? We shouldn't define Lav Shayla by ma'aseh. If we Lav Shayla by ma'aseh, then worry about Ashwat Sophie. Worry about Ashwat Sophie. But why don't you say Lav Shayla by ma'aseh? That's the Shayla. So he answers like this. Really, says Reb Chaim, this is his nice to heaven. It's totally in high look the 7 days. It's totally in high look the 7 days. If the 7 days is merely tashlumin, merely tashlumin, tashlumin to pay a b'choif. Tashlumin to pay a b'choif. To pay a so speak a choif. So you can't bin, it's a bin kol. And really the time to do it is the first day. And that's when everything, and he's doing, and he's coming without it, his mice of coming without it, is happened the first day. But there's a tikkun. He turns tashlumin for another 6 days, and if he takes advantage of that window of opportunity of another 6 days, then he's misakin. So then we would define the various having happened. The very was the possibility of tikkun, and then there's utilized the tikkun, so then he was able to. He says, really, the plan is not like that. But as it's poshut, him wasn't poshut upon him, but then he brings a value to it. So really, the plan is a little different. The plan is, it's not merely a time of tikkun afterwards to fulfill your obligation. The Zman Kiva Mitzvah stands for 7 days. It's not one plus six of mili tashlumin. But the Torah allotted for the Kiva Mitzvah is a 7 day period. A 7 day period. And now the Kiva, the Yuof on Aveikom is coming in and not being kind, not doing a Maiseria with a Kova, not doing a Rias Panim with a Kovan. So then, what do we gain by defining it like that? It's not that you're misaking the Lamafeya, you're not misaking the Lamafeya. The Mitzvah, the period awarded 7 days, and the Mitzvah extends over 7 days. So now, that allows us to say that logically, the Sheva Tais that happens at the end of 7 days is not Tofel, not really Tofel, to the Maaseh coming in. What was the, again, it's fine in Yonim, fine distinction, it's a very fine distinction. It's a very nice distinction. If we say that everything is the first day, and then you have Tashlumin later, somebody came in, so he should have put a Kovan first day, but he can fix it up on the second day. If he doesn't fix it up, so he can say one thing. But if we say it's not fixing it up, it's B'mekayim the Mitzvah. B'mekayim the Mitzvah. So then we say, now that forces us to redefine the Aveira is coming in and not being B'mekayim the Mitzvah the second day. It's not that it's not being negligent with the time of Tikkun. It's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So not being mekayim the mitzvah, the korban riyah after the seventh day, constitutes a veris halav. But a veris halav has two shlovim taka, but two equal shlovim of equal importance in terms of what's happening. The coming in is when the aveira begins. So since the coming in was when the aveira begins, that's mafkiyah from being a maaser mitzvah. Then this moment is like you have both. We're not being mezak shalav beit fei, but we can hold on. Echo is mezak gam mezak tanach yod echo. Since the aveira begins with the maaser coming in. So then that's mafkiyah from being a kiyum mitzvah. But the very end, by not being mekayim the mitzvah in the time allotted. The time allotted is 7 days. The time allotted is 7 days. Not right away. It's not the tashlumin begins right away. You have 7 days. So the various alav consists of a choshev v'chelik of the very is the sheva taiseh in being negligent and not being mekayim the mitzvah. Kitikuna, not doing the second half of the mitzvah. So it means alav sheva maisa. Im kenet, now, clear. That's a nice vote. There's a machlokes thing, which this is a shailu here. If you know the word, there's a machlokes which everybody knows. But he says this in half a sentence, and we'll just explain it. No, but you ask a kasha. You could ask a kasha. Machlokes thing more, whether kulin tashlumin division, or each one is a. No, some more tashlumin division, or tashlumin zelazer. The Gemara says again, Chagiga. What if somebody was the Chagiga? What if somebody was Chigya Berishayin Vnispashet B'Shemi? This is Chagiga again. Chagiga gets to the very essence of this 6 or 7 days of Tashlumin. So the one of the means the Gemara says somebody was in a physical matzav of being caught in the real first day. Chigya, he was lame, couldn't walk. Well, then anything else? Any other physical incapacity would cause him from Riyah, Chavish. And he became Tfaket, the incapacity disappeared. And this man, now he's a master, so he's a chayv in the mitzvah. So it's machlokes, whether it's a tashlumin division but the shlum is all there. So Pasha to learn, the Machlokes is, well, each is Machayim b'fnei atzmoy. The Pasha to learn that, yeah, that's one side, so then he's Chayim. Or, the Gemara proves, Tashlumin division. It's a Tashlumin. Tashlumin. So if it's Tashlumin, we're saying it's not Tashlumin. We're saying that it's man kima mitzvah, it's man kima mitzvah. Well, let's say Lamosho, somebody, right, this is a Shalos Vipashim. Somebody is a Gemara Mashana, somebody is a Shaita. Boyfriend is eating, cholim, eating, shoyter, the Gemara says. If he ate matzah when he's a food, he's going to have a problem. If he ate matzah when he's a shoyter, he was a kind of mitzvah. He has to eat matzah again. So there, Lashamandu, that he was a shoyter, testing a cholim, Lel Tesvov, he's potter for the whole day. Because at the beginning of the onset of the ontif, he was potter. So we say the whole day is potter. Why? Because each minute of the ontif is mechayev in atzmoy. Even if something was potter. Or the mamish meisim mechoyem, fi shilis rashi, that moinim shoyis agadlus. The moinim shoyis agadlus, that something comes about mitzvah, not the day of his mitzvah, but the hour that he was born. And it's 13 years of meis leis. So something was born leil Pesach. Like this, you worry about it with biggest terror and film. Hassan was born Leil Pesach, in the middle of the Seder, he was born. He was born 10 p.m. Leil Seder, for Rashi, so he shouldn't begin the Seder until 10 p.m. He should do lunch, yeah, because before it was a cold, now it's a cold. We don't say that he was, why is that different than Chigi Rishon and Sasha B'Shenit? That's possible, because every minute of the other is Mechayev, not the first minute of the other is Mechayev, and the next 12 hours of the night is Tashlum. Every minute is Mechayev, so he was called the first minute. Second, he's in Mishayev the second. Whenever you can say Mishayev, that's possible. That's in Tzorach Chutnim. But here, so if we find, no, again. So here we find that this latter days of Yontuf, last 6 days of Yontuf, as Mandoma says, the Tashlum and Division. Tashlum and Division. Someone was part of the first day, he's part of the other days. So how does that stream with what we're saying now? That the 7 days is Man Kima Mitzvah. 7 days is Man Kima Mitzvah. Tzorach says, yeah. It's similar, but it's different. It's the Zman Kima Mitzvah. It's not merely paying up a choiv. It's Zman Kima Mitzvah. But here it's different from Shabbos, from the first day of Pesach, and the first night of Pesach, and Sukkot, and everything else. Every minute is a Mechayiv for the Atzmoy. This man don't hold that the Mechayiv of the Mensch is the first day of Yom Tov. So somebody was subject to that Mechayiv. If he was about Hochi, the Chiv was Chal on him, so then he's Mechayiv the Mitzvah, Bishloimus. He's a Tzechves, Nishkin Zor, he's Niska maybe. Maybe he's missing in the Iker's man, but he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's not he's making up. Even if he came, he has a period in between Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Mechayiv, unlike the examples we had with the Seder, the Mechayiv is not the first day. It's not a Seder B'chom. There are two ways here. The Mechayiv is only the first day. There's a locha which whoever learned Noshim Zikin knows. Well, but then I shouldn't say that because today you can learn. The Gemara in Kiddushin of Yigimu. Everyone Kiddushin got to Yigimu. It's very rare. The Gemara says, in a lot of other places too. Let's pick up three things. Isha Yeledes, Isha. Sheviu Chatoso. Isha Yeledes, talking about Isha Yeledes. The brother Chatos, the Meso, is the view Yosha Meloso. Omer Vasi, I'm just giving one line here. Omer Rabbi Echlin, Ava Bish Lohi Fisha Mechaim. I'm going to solve a shibud of the race. If you hold shibud of the race, so the shibud is not only between Reuben and Shimon, they can be shibud of the Mizbeach. That's how you see from this Gemara. So Isha Yeledes, she became Chayiv in the Kobot. Chatos, he can't bring, if she dies because Chatos Shemesh of Olel is going to be, she can't bring Chatos after the Baal Chatos is dead. That's right. But she bought the Chatos and she died. So Yosef, after being a Kovan Oyla, she was Mitzchayiv, and she gave birth last week's Pasha. She became Chayiv in the Kobanis. So the Shibut, and the Shibut of the Reiser means that the Yosef have to, like in Malav Aloyve, exactly the same thing. So just like the Yosef have to pay back the Chayivus of the father, This is one of the chayvus of the mother of the merit that they have to pay. She blew the ice. The Rambam says, "Hagalav loch yud chagiga mafish, eilas viyosei v'meis hayoshim chayovim lovio." Because the Mishnah means Rishalmi as a shaila that I mean I'm saying it would be says the kitzur, but nuchayid not consistent with the Gemara there. The Gemara there, the Rambam paskins the Kibbutz the Raisa. So the Rambam should paskins here like he paskins like Ishosh Shiyoldo, Veviu the Chatosad, Veviu Yosha Melosa, Afish Leifisho. Right, the covenant, the Isha died before she bought covenant. Well, the Yosha have to take money, buy him, and bring it. Here, it's not like that. Here, somebody came to the Zoro, beyond the region, well, he speaks Dimkin covenant, and he dies. Only with Mafish is payment. It was Mafish is payment. And that was me, and then the Yosha bring it. But it's not a comment upon them, it didn't she would to bring it. So why not? That's a big discussion. What's the difference? It's supposed to be Shibud, I said, the Chiv covenant. Here the Chaim says the vote. Listen to the vote. He says, since we just said, he said, Inuchinami. This is the nature which have the Chaim. He said, Inuchinami. If we would have defined the possibility and the Zman in which that possibility is granted, to being Tashlumin for Eilas Riyah is being merely Tashlumin. That's what I kept thinking of watching for. Of fulfilling of a fierce balchoyev, of paying up an obligation. Something comes in, they came mechuyev to bring a covenant. So the chiv is on him. And it's, if we view that the grace period, as little as that, grace period, and in paying back the choyev, and it's merely tashlumin, so then the chinami has tashlumin, so then tashlumin to pay back the choyev, it's a matter of tashlumin only, so then the din will be like he was. So if he dies, He was mechuyev already. He was mechuyev and meshuvot. He is meshuvot and the chosin and meshuvot. So the Yashim would have to pay back the chayv on his behalf, like they pay back his malvim, his creditors, like they pay back the mizbeach. If there's another chiv kovin coming upon the merchant and he dies, so here too would be the same thing. But since we define the 7 days as not being a grace period to pay back the chayv, this man came a mitzvah. His man came a mitzvah, so the korban which you bring in those 7 days is not betoyes peroin. It's not peroin. The korban is a korban. The korban faked. He's mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. The two halakim, the coming and the bringing the korban, the kiyum a mitzvah. They kiyum a mitzvah. It's nothing like this. Let's say somebody sukkah dies, they didn't spend his $1,000 on beautiful esrog. So there's a shibud to spend $1,000. Yosha to spend $1,000 to give it to. I'm saying, making it sound. I've had enough. Do the mitzvah. If you didn't do the mitzvah, then not do the yoshim. Then do the yoshim. Here, the 7 days is not a shibud. So the knesh is that if once we define it as being as man do the mitzvah, it's not a shibud. It's not a shibud moment. It's not both. Not both. Since the yid is mechuyim, every zocher comes into the mikdash is mechuyim in the korban. So the chiv, the chalon name is the chiv mitzvah. The chiv mitzvah. So, cause money can be in korban with being mekayim the mitzvah of yiro for night. So then it's good. But if he's dead, so then it's like bring the korban lachar after Shmini Taurus. You can't say I either the chiv. It's not a chiv. Had it been a part of the chiv, you could bring it forever. So the 7 days is not a grace period of the chiv. It's a zman kiyum a mitzvah. So for that, you need that he be alive. Why if he fish and then he dies? What's the result? If it's when he dies, then they have to do have to bring it. They can't ignore and be misaligned. It's a chiv on them to bring the payment. That's it, because then it belongs to Hekdesh already. Then you have a payment, it belongs to Hekdesh. Then you have an ayah, Poshel Chepseh. That belongs and belongs. I misspoke, not belongs, because it's Poshel Mizbeach. But that it's din is to be bought in Mizbeach. When speaking, a korban posha that the mizbeach has a din to get it. So that posha that there's a chiv to bring it. You can't that chiv goes to the yoshim. You have to bring the korban mizbeach. But until then, this man came a mitzvah. So if the mensch is not here, the gav is not here, he came a mitzvah. So then there's not a part of chiyuv. So then there's all these inyonim tain to the vote. That not just be misakim. He said, "You say we spoke out." And he responded. Number one, the love. Number one, the love is a compounded love of coming in and not bringing the korban riyah up to 7 days, and since the it's not merely tashlumin and tikkun, but it's not being a kind of mitzvah b'shlemus. B'shlemus means being a korban within 7 days. So second half of the aveir is b'sheva taise, so love shemboi maise. And that's when we also understand, but the aveir began with coming in. Since the aveir began with coming in, so there is it's poker from the coming in, the dimension of the kima mitzvah. So these are the main points of the Rambam. Okay, let's go one more nekud here. I want to figure out a few things.
Do we have to assume
would
be the last thing that he wasn't over
an Aveira? He died in the middle of Mara, right? He came in and he dies, so you want to know what's the benefit of Mara that. It's anointness. It's not his anointness. Better than anointness, I mean. Better than anointness, because when the time expired, he already expired. So maybe Charlie is not a very cancer. Could be better than noise. I'm saying it's certainly an oinus. Certainly an oinus gomo, but no, no, so I'm saying that yeah, good. So if it's not very good, very good, very good. So if it's an oinus, then you have to be done. The shalu de agudo in subis that we say, but before he died, before he became an oinus, like, right, somebody didn't have minchas, an oinus the last hour of the day, but he could have minchas before, chadoime. So that we put it in that subi. But if we say that there's more than oinus, so then it could be that the good is not relevant here, it's not very bechal. Yeah, good, very good. It's not, but it's not a gesh of nerves, again, it's a gesh of nerves, but that's a good thing.
If
you
say it was an aver, maybe
you still have to
pray.
No, but they can't fix it up, because it's like putting a wolf into sand. He died and still didn't take a wolf. So even though we talk about a rashba and a ritva, but it can't be a kind of mitzvah. But meisim chovshi. The Mesim Chofshi, the Torah says. Okay, we'll talk about a mitzvah not the first time, but always could add in a chazik. The mitzvah of we have to reach the Kameicho. We won't say, we'll see two different approaches in Rambam to this mitzvah. Not a stupid approach, in two different places he defines it very differently. In Chosdeus, the Rambam says, Mitzvah kolodo lehoi ves kol echad ve'echad mi'israel ki gufay. Shema ve'en perikvol v'chaseh alocha gimel. Shema ve'avta ve'echad kameicho. L'fi choch. Because it's such a mitzvah. Fi choch. What's the pool of the mitzvah? Tzorech l'savei b'shvachoi. To praise your friend. Not your friend. Everybody's your friend. But not what you call friends. Praise Eden. B'lochus alma moinoi. Kashukhos al moment atzmai, ibiroise bechvoid atzmai. Then part of this aloha is a miskabed, bikwain chaveiro, something that's miskabed at the expense of it, or something that's unpleasant, the whole book of the moon that becomes gizoin. Chaveiro, ein lechel golem habo. So here is an attitude of Kwan the Rambam. Lehoiv, which defines the love. Defines the love. We're doing things which, and here the Rambam defines the emphasizes the kamoicho. The kamoicho defines the love. Whatever you want for yourself, do for your reya. And he gives two examples. Some of these are two examples which are misstatements in many, many applications. The moment in COVID, it takes in most of what occupies the person, for better or for worse. Nice, the moment in COVID. I mean, those are the wheels that make the world turn, moment in COVID. And so it makes the person, it keeps the person moving too. So then, fuck it, so apply those motivations to your friend. These two things.
Are we doing the Rambam Holds Mamash? It's a Maisa?
What?
Rambam Holds is just in the Maisa or it's in the Haggish?
The Fichach means that we to act towards him, to act in all kinds of behavior. That doesn't be directed to him. The Fichach is there. The Chavik, obviously, it's possible. That's not possible. The Chavik can be in Australia.